Yeah.
Hi, is this Mr. Bryant?
Who's speaking?
My name is Allison. I'm calling from a home health care agency, Family First Care. You had spoken to Sarah in regards to services.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad.
I just wanted to touch base because she said that you had a couple questions on insurance for the process. And I go over enrollment and all the details for Medicaid. So she was kind of briefing me. She said, so do you get any services through your United Healthcare right now?
Well, right now it pays for my prescription.
Okay.
It pays for my, I go to therapy. My doctor has me going to therapy. So it pays for my therapy. I have a dollar copay.
Okay.
And then I have a YMCA membership that it pays for.
Yeah. So
I believe that's all I use right now.
So I have
and then of course, you know, my doctor visits. So,
of course. Whatever. That's your primary, correct? Like, that's your primary insurance? That's your only insurance?
Yeah, it's my only insurance, yes.
Okay. And
so
then
if
I have
sent out to orthopedics or something like that, it pays for that type of stuff.
Got it. Okay. So I have here, your primary care doctor is Teresa Manitou. Medinchuk?
Yeah, it's kind of a difficult name to mention, but yeah.
I can double check and see if she's able to accept any of the community health choices, but for the program for long-term care, you would have to switch your Medicaid from United Healthcare to a long-term support plan, which is any community health choices Medicaid plan. Community Health Choices is the long-term support Medicaid plan. There's one of three insurances that accepts it. It's Keystone, PA Health and Wellness, or UPMC Community Health Choices. So you would have to switch the United Healthcare to one of those before you started the process. But again, if you want, I can send you more information on the insurance plans. You can go over, see if everything's covered.
My insurance is actually the state. I get the state, you know, the welfare insurance.
So you're on Medicaid?
Yes.
So that would have to, your plans, so right now you're in like a regular just managed care with your doctors and everything. We would have to switch you if you need the home care services to long-term support, which is the Medicaid plan for that is called Community Health Choices. So for example, Keystone has two plans. They have Keystone First, just regular Keystone First, and then they also have Keystone First Community Health Choices.
Okay, I think I had Keystone and I switched Keystone because they didn't pay for my medicine and my prescriptions.
Okay, so Keystone.
That was the problem I ran in with Keystone. Now United pays, I only pay a dollar copay for my prescriptions.
Okay. I will double check. I know the waiver program. I know brand is $3. Generic is $1. But I can double check and see if any of your doctors accept that. Did you want me to send you any of the list of insurances if you want to call into the pharmacy and see if it's covered by any Community Health Choices plan?
Yeah, you can mail them out to me. What do you do?
Okay.
Email it or you mail it out?
I can either email or text you or mail it.
Okay, I'd rather mail it. That way I can actually put my eyes on it and read it. And, you know,
you got it.
You know, sometimes the email, you got to blow them up. You got to.
No
you know.
Problem. I'm not tech savvy either. Let me see. So I have you in Schuylkill County. No, I'm sorry. Philadelphia, correct?
Right.
I was on the wrong line. Wrong Joseph. Give me one second. It's loading and I'll confirm. I have you at 1908 North Hancock Street, Philadelphia.
Yes.
Perfect. And that is 19122.
Yes.
Beautiful. I will send all the insurance information over there along with steps to apply what goes into long-term support Medicaid. So that way you can double check medication services. I will check your doctor. I can do that. But if you do not have Medicare, I do advise that you call into any services, doctors, medications that you get.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know my doctor that I have now my primary care physician doctor that I chose doesn't take Keystone.
Okay.
So that would be excluded. I would probably have to switch doctors.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that because I remember when I first switched from Keystone to United. I remember that being a
problem.
Right.
And that was Teresa, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm already aware. I would have to switch that.
That's a lot.
Right now, my pain management and things like that, I pay for them. So I don't already pay for that, you know, cash. It doesn't, my medical coverage doesn't, you know,
cover that.
So I'm used to that already. It's just my prescriptions are so high, I don't want to lose that coverage. Now, I'm almost sure, I'm going to check again, like I said, I'm almost sure, but I don't think that Keystone covers the medicine that I get. I get a very strong pain medicine.
Okay. So you get, okay. I think Sarah has it written down here. I can see, let me see. I'm writing all this down just so I, okay. So you get your prescriptions therapy, YMCA. Teresa doesn't take Keystone. And then you also get your strong pain medication through United Healthcare. And I will double check to make sure that that is on the prescription list.
Okay.
And then I can mail you the rest of the insurance information. If you have any questions, you can call me, but I'll pretty much do research on this to make sure that this is the best plan for you moving forward, because obviously I'm not going to pressure you to switch anything. Now, let me understand, what type of support services do you need? Do you need help with like daily living activities, cooking, cleaning, errands?
Pretty much, yes.
Everything?
Yes.
Now, is it more of like a physical, you need help getting around, or is it more like you can't get yourself out of bed, more of like a mental fog?
I can get out of bed. And sometimes I need assistance with a lot of things. And then the medicine that I'm on, you know, it makes you drowsy. It makes you dizzy.
Got it.
You know, sometimes. So I just thought, you know, it would be good to be able to have somebody with me when I go to these doctor visits and, you know, to the market and things like that. Right now, my fiance pretty much assists me in,
okay,
you know, all this stuff. And then again, you know, like I said, I'm in a therapy where, you know, they're trying to get my mobility and things back together.
Got it.
Strength back up. But unfortunately, you know, you get the dizziness and stuff with the medicine that I take here and there. I only had one incident so far, thank God.
Yeah.
But if I could get more, you know,
assistance,
right, it would help. So I just said, let me just try to explore and see what the options are with this. I'm not sure if I want to just, you know, right now say, okay, I want to do this. I just want to try to knowledge myself and, you know, explore, do I qualify for this type
of
stuff?
So, yeah, so I'll explain just briefly the long-term support services. It's called the waiver program. You're able to have a family member, friend take care of you and get paid for it, but it does have you switch your insurance, which is where we're at right now. So that's what I wanted to brief you on before we move forward with all like the technical steps of how to apply. So I pretty much assist patients with their financial applications for either Medicaid or long-term support, make sure that they qualify financially, and then we'll move forward from there. But before I even get to that point, I want to make sure that you're all covered before we go into switching anything, because obviously I'm not there with you in person. I don't know conditions in person. So I'm not going to force you into transitioning something that isn't going to help you at the end of the day. So I'll definitely take a look into that. Okay.
And I, right now, I have zero finances. I just get the public assistance food stamps.
Okay. So you're on SNAP?
Yes.
Do you have an access card?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Because you get that. Do you get Social Security?
No.
Okay.
I applied for it to turn it down.
Oh, I've heard that way too much.
It's turning down more people than they're actually accepting. I've been looking at the system, and I think they kind of overhaul the system. But, you know,
it's a disaster. Okay, I'm going to look into this for you. So you have your Access card, SNAP card. You honestly, financially, would qualify. Again, I just don't want to switch anything on you, medications, doctors. So I'll look into that before we move ahead. But I feel like you would qualify. And at the end of the day, there is another program I could point you in the direction to if this doesn't work out. So it's you could qualify physically. You don't need the whole financial portion. And they don't have, it goes directly through the state and not insurance-wise. So that is called the options program.
Okay.
So that's just a backup, but I will definitely look into this for you. And then did you want me to give you a call back today to confirm?
Yes, please.
Yeah, absolutely. I could give you a call around 1 o'clock. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Perfect. And if you need me, I called you on my direct line. My name is Allison. If you have any questions in the meantime, just call me, okay?
Thank you.
Of course. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.